I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a new study aims to shed light on the hidden impacts of domestic violence in tribal communities, and a nonprofit releases a UPIC glossary with behavioral health terms. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A new study aims to shed light on the hidden impacts of domestic violence in Native communities. The Mountain West News Bureau's Daniel Spalding reports on the effort to understand the unrecognized brain injuries many survivors are living with. A nonprofit has released a new UPIC glossary with behavioral health terms. UPIC speakers, including those affected by the recent Western Alaska storm, which devastated communities, can use it to communicate with their health providers and to understand their mental health better. Ayulna Niden with the Alaska Desk has more. The National Congress of American Indians says it welcomes the reopening of the federal government to restore stability to critical services to tribes. In a statement, NCAI said during the shutdown, the Indian Health Service largely remained open due to advance appropriations, but it's depending on Congress to extend Affordable Care Act tax credits, and that reopening the government restores funding to food assistance programs that many Native people rely on. The organization says temporary fixes are not enough and that data collected from tribes during the shutdown made clear how long-term lasting solutions and structural funding reforms are needed to honor tribal trust and treaty obligations. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.